What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast with Black Boy Elijah Smith. Y'all ain't hear that in a long time. It's been a minute, but yeah, I got a very special episode today. I got an episode, it's called Why Black Men Need Therapy. I'm talking to the fellas today. I'm talking to the fellas because as men, especially black men, you know, pigmented men, men with the melatonin and the melanin, you know, the men that put women to sleep, I'm talking to y'all. And the melanin that we got is kings. Yes, I'm talking to us. But nah, all seriousness, why I think black men and specifically should go to therapy is because, number one, growing up as a black man, you know, some of us, most of us, you know, grow up without father figures, without dads, you know, and we harbor a lot of trauma, you know, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, you know, we have no real guidance, you know, in our lives, so we turn to different things to help cope with that, you know, said trauma, and we tend to build up a lot of, you know, just a lot of resentment towards the world, towards family, towards our relationships, and a lot of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, puts a strain on, you know, building success, leaving a legacy, you know, even on your friendships and relationships with your spouses, you know. So the reason why I tell black men to go to therapy is because, number one, I'm in therapy and I don't look at it as being weak. My girl, she, you know, really was the one who supported me through the journey of even wanting to go. And a lot of the stuff that was going on in our relationship kind of stemmed from me having a lack of tools to deal with certain things going on. So I feel like therapy also helps you navigate relationships, friendships. It helps you navigate business, work. You know what I'm saying? It gives you a set of knowledge that you can use to take in the real world. And I'm only speaking for the people who are practical. I'm not speaking for the people who just, you know what I'm saying, get information and don't know how to apply it. I'm talking to the people who are going to take information, who's going to use it to their benefit. Because I won't be wasting my breath, you know what I'm saying, if I wasn't sitting here, you know, excuse me. I won't be wasting my breath, you know, telling you to go to therapy if I didn't feel like it was something useful. And a lot of black men feel like, oh, they weak, they less masculine, or they ain't gonna get no women, or whatever the case may be. And I'm here to tell you that it definitely opens up your mind, and it definitely gives you a sense of, you know what I'm saying, accomplishment in a way, because you'll be able to deal with emotions and you wouldn't not bottle it up. So another benefit of, you know, going to therapy would be how to deal with emotional stress. And as men, we harbor a lot of emotions. You know what I'm saying? We got to be strong. We got to be the leader. We got to be the stone, you know what I'm saying, in the ground, who just has to be stoic all the time. We grew up to be, you know, taught that men shouldn't have feelings, men shouldn't cry, it's weak to cry, you know what I'm saying? And we have to learn how to release these emotions, because when you don't release those emotions, it show up in so many other areas of your life. And I'm learning this because throughout my relationship, I did not know how to conflict resolute. I did not know how to deal with certain things that popped up. I did not know how to properly communicate with my lady. We used to always get into arguments and stuff like that. And I would lash out and just be a complete dickhead, if I'm being honest. And I feel like therapy taught me how to ground myself. It taught me how to feel my emotions, not be weak or run from them, but actually sit there with them, you know what I'm saying, and help me deal with them maturely and not punch a wall or break something or scream and yell and curse your girl out, call all type of bitches and hoes and fuck you this, fuck you that, and just being a complete asshole. Now, granted, I am a little bit of an asshole, you know what I'm saying? But that asshole isn't you know, super asshole like some of y'all are. But nah, I'm just playing. But yeah, like, therapy is a very good thing to do, you know. It definitely helps with coping, you know. I think what a lot of people really lack as adults is how to cope with their emotions, especially black men, because we are looked at. Number one, why I sympathize with us so much is because, number one, we look down on. They fear us because they don't understand us. And if they don't understand us, then they don't give a damn about how we grew up, how we was raised, why we are the way we are. And I'm here to tell y'all that therapy will open up a lot of, you know, different perspectives. No, it will open up a lot of different aspects of your life. You know what I'm saying? It will teach you how to deal with certain things to move on, you know, to bigger and better things. You know what I'm saying? If you have issues with your parents, it'll help you go back in time, you know what I'm saying, and reflect on it and bring up situations that might have happened that triggered, you know, those responses, emotional responses. And again, a lot of black men deal with a lot of trauma that they bottle up and that they, you know, don't tell anybody because they don't want to feel weak. They don't want to feel like, you know, less than. They don't want their friends to call them, you know, goofies and this and that. And therapy is somebody you can just talk to, you know. It's completely confidential. You know, they're not going to run back and tell your girl. They ain't going to run back and tell your mom. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to sit there with you. And it's just y'all two, one-on-one. And it's a very good experience because you'll really understand that going through that process of therapy is just like super eye-opening, super informative. It'll give you insight into things that you would have never thought would be the problem. And it is overall a great experience. So a couple things I've learned, you know, from going is, and I only been going for about like maybe like 4 weeks now, I'll say 4 or 5 weeks. And I like it. It's, you know, my therapist gave me a lot of tools to, you know, handle stress, handle emotions, you know, how to navigate, you know, different areas of my life. And the reason why it's working also is because I take what she used and I apply it. You know, I just don't go there to get information and then try to use it against people. No, I go there for certain information, and then whatever she tell me that I have to do, I go and do it, and I come back and tell her how it worked. And you will be surprised how much clarity, you will be surprised how much relief, how much mental space opens up, how much your whole world opens up. Because then you will realize, like, yo, I can deal with my emotions. I don't have to get mad. I don't have to break anything. There's more healthier ways to cope. And then you'll see how that strengthens different areas of your life. And you'll see why, you know what I'm saying, certain problems is happening. And you get to a point where you're like, God damn, why the same thing keep happening to me over and over and over? You don't know, it could be something from your childhood that triggered that. And now you like, God damn, that's what it is. So now you're going back in time, you're reflecting. And then you can deal with that problem, you know, to move on to bigger problems and problems that's going to help you succeed, you know, once you solve them. So I think black men need to go to therapy. It's a lot of benefits. It's super confidential. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about being weak. You know, that's what the person they're getting paid to do. And my girl, she had to walk me through it too, because at first I was feeling like, you know what I'm saying, I was weak and I was telling too much. It almost feel like, I wouldn't say an interrogation room, but I would say it's like, you know, it feel a little bit weird because you're talking to a complete stranger about your trauma, you know, and it is a little weird, I would say. But as time goes on, you start to get comfortable, you know, y'all start to really break down certain things, and you're able to get a better understanding on your emotions, on your mental health, and on your overall life. You'll be able to put the pieces together and put everything into perspective. So, I would say black men of all colors, shapes, and sizes. I don't care if you a midget. I don't care if you ain't got no teeth. I don't care if your credit bad. I don't care if you got a cat. I don't care you got a dog. I don't care your girl ain't got one titty. I don't care if you don't drink water. You pee yellow. Say, nah, I'm playing. But yeah. You know, y'all gotta get therapy, man. Black men need to get therapy because our women, you know, even though they claim they don't need us, they really do, man. It'll help you be there for your kids. It'll help give you the tools that you need, you know, to raise your kids and to have them see what a healthy, mature, you know, black man is. So, you know, we can break cycles and we can build generational wealth. You know, we can break the chains of the curse that our ancestors put on us. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me stop playing. But yeah, man, y'all need to get therapy because it's very good for you, man. I would say it's very good. I'm going through it. So I would never tell y'all to do something that I'm not doing. You know, I'm only talking to y'all through experiences. And if you felt like this was positive, if you felt like you learned something from this, why don't you give me a follow on social media? Follow me on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah. Follow me on Facebook at Elijah Smith, no H in Elijah. This is why black men need to go to therapy. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. Peace.